All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Monday morning in the wee hours saw the dream season of the New York Mets come to an end. The Mets fell to the Kansas City Royals in five games, and on the flip side, the Royals were able to win their first World Series championship in 30 years after falling also short themselves last year in losing to the San Francisco Giants in seven games. This time, it was the Mets' turn to taste defeat. But you know what? At the end of the day, you still have to give credit to the Mets for a phenomenal turnaround, even though their year ended short of the World Series championship. I mean, you look at a Mets club in 2014 that only won 79 games. This year, they were able to go 90-72 for their first winning season since 2008. Also, their first NL East title since 2006 and their first National League pennant since the year 2000. I mean, this Mets team, they really captivated their fan base. And also on top of that, they captivated a city as you had a lot of people in the Big Apple coming out to support the Mets. You saw a who's who of celebrities getting around this team at Citi Field during their postseason run that ranged anywhere from Jerry Seinfeld to Bill Maher. So, you know, that's one thing about a New York team in the Big Apple market. They will bring out the celebrities with them. Now, pitching has always been a premium for the Mets organization, and again, it was at the forefront this year. You look at the young arms that this team has with Matt Harvey, Noah Syndergaard, Jacob deGrom, and Steven Matz, and this is also an organization that is expected to get starting pitcher Zach Wheeler back in 2016 from Tommy John surgery. So the arms there in their starting rotation are going to keep them afloat. Now, there will be questions about the bullpen. Jairus Familia was their lights-out closer during the regular season and the first two rounds of the playoffs. He ran into a bit of a hiccup in the postseason, as did this Mets club. I mean, look at the Kansas City Royals. They were a team that used station-to-station baseball to its best. They did not hit for power, but they didn't strike out. They were a lineup that was full of contact hitters, and they really frustrated not only the Mets starting pitching staff, but also the Mets bullpen, because these were guys that were on, they didn't go down easy. And you look at a Mets pitching staff that really lived on the strikeout this season, and this Kansas City Royals team, for the most part, in the Fall Classic, was able to avoid that. Now, you look at that, and you look at the way that the Mets lost this series, and some people will say, well, maybe it's time to adjust. No, the Mets got beat by a better team, but at the same time, the Mets did a good job in beating themselves, because like the old saying goes, walks and errors will always come back to haunt a pitching staff, and that was the case up and down this five-game series. I mean, you look at it, the Mets had a lead in every game in this series, so it was right there for them for the taking. And then on top of that, you look at the fact that the Mets did a good job with the long ball in this series. They hit at least one home run in every game, pardon me, with the exception of game two. But the thing is this, a lot of those home runs were of the solo variety. And if you're a pitching staff like the Kansas City Royals, solo home runs really aren't going to hurt you. So there are going to be question marks as far as this Mets roster goes heading into 2016. Two of their key free agents, you look at outfielder Yoenis Cespedes, and you look at second baseman Daniel Murphy. Now, Murphy is 30 years of age. He is set to be an unrestricted free agent. You can expect the Mets to give him the qualifying offer soon, just in case they do lose him and they would get the draft pick for him. But I see it right now, Murphy is more than likely to stay than Cespedes. I mean, you've already heard the reports that the Mets are leaning towards not bringing Cespedes back in 2016. He's going to command a hefty dollar on the free agent market. I mean, he really uplifted this offense for their stretch run in the regular season and helped them clinch that NL East title. But at the same time, he played hurt in the postseason, and his production really wasn't there. And, you know, some of his lollygagging in the outfield really drew the ire of the Mets fan base in this World Series. So you have to wonder, are the Mets really willing to give a long-term deal to a guy that has the potential to really hurt this team? And I say that from the standpoint that he's going to get a big contract, but he's a guy at the same time that, that takes plays off. And I'm not sure if the Mets and general manager Sandy Alderson want to make that commitment. On the flip side, Murphy is a Mets guy. And the reason why I say that, he's a homegrown talent. He plays hard. The fan base has really gotten behind this guy. And I see him as a guy that the Mets will look to reward this offseason. Now, there are $60 million on this Mets rot payroll that's already committed to 2016. And once you add in a lot of the guys that are going to be up for arbitration, that should be anywhere between 110 to 115. So I see the Mets making a push, big time push, to keep Murphy in Queens. That will be a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. The winter meetings and the GM meetings will be coming up soon, and that's where you should expect to see a lot of wheeling and dealing. And I'm really interested to see what the Mets are going to do on the trade front between now and spring training, because their bullpen has to be upgraded. I think everything is in place between their starting rotation and Jairus Familiar, their closer. It's just a matter of those middle guys. You have Addison Reed that will more than likely be back. Tyler Clippard is a free agent, and I don't think anybody that follows the Mets wants to see him back pitching for this club again. Now, the ageless one, Bartolo Colon, is a free agent. I don't see the Mets bringing him back because even at the age of 43, he's still going to command a hefty salary out there in the free agent market. And at the same time, with those young arms, the Mets are not going to commit to Bart in their rotation because they really feel that they have the guys set. Now, you look at Terry Collins, who is this Mets manager, and he made all of the right moves up until the World Series. He tried to stick with his guys a little bit too often or too much, in the starting rotation. The bullpen moves really did not help him in this series as well. But at the same time, you know, Terry, this was the best job that he's done since he has been with the Mets. And he made the right moves in the NLDS against the Los Angeles Dodgers. He made the right moves in the NLCS against the Chicago Cubs, and it just came up short for him against a Kansas City Royals team in the World Series that had a little bit more experience than the Mets. Sandy Alderson, the Mets general manager, who has been on board for the past few years with Terry Collins in New York, and this is the fruit of his labor right here. The Mets are the third organization that Alderson has got to the postseason. You look at those terrific teams with the Oakland Athletics in the late 80s and early 1990s, along with getting the San Diego Padres to the postseason back in 2006, and he has worked his magic once again with the Mets. And there's one thing about Sandy, he just knows how to go out there and find the right moves to make this team go. But the real interesting thing will be the owners of Fred and Jeff Wilpon, the father and son duo, because the Wilpons have had a history of not really spending money, and this is going to be a very important offseason. The reason why I say it is this: for the past few years, the Wilpons have cried broke. But they cannot do that anymore, because once that Cespedes trade went down just prior to the trade deadline, the Mets were basically selling out every night. And even before that, people would show up when Matt Harvey pitched, or people would show up when Jacob deGrom pitched. Now, the people are showing up, period. And in New York City, you cannot tease your fan base and get them this close to a World Series championship and take a step back. So the onus is going to be on the Wilpons to keep this up and put a consistent contender out on the field for the years to come. Now, the expectation level for the Mets has gone up in 2016, as people are going to expect them to get back to the postseason. The Mets, you know, they have a team that is capable of contending for the NL East title. Make no mistake about it. You can't just go out there and give a guarantee and say, okay, well, they fell short of the World Series in 2015. They'll easily get back in 2016. Look at the Royals. Not that easy. I mean, you look at the Chicago Cubs in the National League, along with the St. Louis Cardinals, who are always going to be a legitimate contender. And it will be an even year for the next MLB season, which means you have to expect another big push from the San Francisco Giants. But the Mets should be in the mix. It's just a matter of everything being able to come together like it did for them during the stretch one run of 2015. But even in defeat, this is a New York Mets ball club that had nothing to be ashamed of, and still the future is bright for the Metropolitans in Queens. So, folks, that's going to just about wrap it up here. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 9 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.